Let's touch base with Jeremy Lolliger, the CEO of the NBL. The season kicks off, as I said, Friday night. The Jack Jumpers, the new team in town, taking on Brisbane to start what hopefully is a very, very intense and dramatic and entertaining NBL season. The Commission joins us this morning. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you as always on our program. And we're there. We've got there. We've got through the preseason blitz. We've had a few challenges, but are you confident we can get through a pretty regular season in the NBL?
Yeah, I am. Look, we know that there are going to be interruptions, but that's okay. We're prepared for them. We've got contingencies in place. And look, we moved mountains last year and ended up playing almost 30% more games than we do in a regular season. So, look, we're ready to take on anything that comes our way.
Are you, with the experience and the knowledge you gained from last season, I mean, you talk about having some contingencies in place, but does it give you confidence that despite what the world will throw at you, everything will be okay?
Yeah, that's right. You've got to roll with the punches in this day and age. Everyone has to. It's not just us. It's every other sporting league. It's every other business. It's everyone else in their daily life. And as you said, we're more confident this year as a result of having demonstrated both to the public and to ourselves that we can do it. We did it last year, and we're very confident.
The Jack Jumpers, they're the new team in town. There's going to be plenty of eyeballs on them, not just in Tasmania, but I reckon around the country, to see what they offer the NBL. What are you expecting? What do you know will happen with the Jack Jumpers?
Oh, first thing we know is that they've got a fantastic new stadium down there in Hobart at the Derwent Entertainment Centre. It went off without a hitch for the pre-season. They hosted five of our teams during the pre-season blitz, and they put on an absolute spectacle. So I can't wait to get down there myself and be able to take in a few games in the next few weeks. But on course, they've put together a really competitive team. I think more competitive than I suppose pundits would have assumed for their first season. And they demonstrated that during the pre-season also. A couple of wins under their belt already. And I think they're real contenders this season to make the playoffs, as I think probably 9 out of the 10 teams are.
Well, there were quite a few teams looking quite good. The Adelaide 36ers and the Illawarra Hawks had a good hit out in the NBL Blitz. What did you make of that? What was the sense of the benefit the teams got out of being able to get together in one way or another for the Blitz?
Yeah, I would add the Brisbane Bullets were a surprise packet as well, I think, for many, doing very well at the Blitz. And I think that the unintended benefit of having the Blitz so close to the regular season this year is that they fielded pretty much full-strength teams, and the only exceptions to that were players had bona fide injuries, whereas it had come to pass in previous years that sometimes the preseason was used as a bit of a warm-up rather than a real hit-out. And what we saw during the Blitz was very, very high-level competition. I'm hugely excited for what the regular season holds, if that was a taste of what's to come.
Jeremy, we ask every administrator about, what are you doing with the Perth teams?
Yeah.
And you guys obviously fall into that category with the Wildcats. What are you doing with the Perth team?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question. And as you say, everyone's got a slightly different answer at the moment. But our approach is we're going to play as many home games in Perth as we can before South Australia, Queensland, Tasmania open up their borders. So that, before they open their borders, they're still regarded as clean. So those teams who have been in those states are able to go and play in Perth at the moment. So
yep.
You will see in the first 3 weeks, I think the Perth Wildcats are going to have 5 home games. So they've got a front-ended schedule, and then there's going to be a bit of a period where they're on the road. So we'll see them hopefully back in front of the Red Army at RAC Arena around February. But until then, they'll be on the road. If we need to, then we'll relocate them beyond then, and a decision will have to be made at the time based on the roadmap for Perth borders opening as to whether or not they start to play some home games away from Perth, or whether or not we'll be able to continue to schedule them on away games until they can return and play in front of their very, very vocal and supportive fans.
And where are we at with the New Zealand Breakers? Obviously with the international borders looking interesting over this next period of time. And I think just reading that they've had a couple of COVID cases within the wider team group. So there's some interesting issues at play at the moment for the Breakers.
Yeah, there are. There's been a few COVID cases throughout the group. Not so many players, but certainly a few. But their games are going ahead as scheduled. They're kicking off this weekend against the South East Melbourne Phoenix. It's going to be a long, hard slog for them again, and we're all indebted to them for the sacrifices that they've made competitively, from a family point of view and just an inconvenience point of view. Gosh, they spent over 6 months in Australia last season without seeing friends and family. Look, this time they've got more of a cohort travelling with them. I think the travel party is up around 40 people now because there are some family able to travel with them this time. But as you say, there's still a world of uncertainty around when those New Zealand borders will open to international travel.
Have you got any metrics, Jeremy, on the interest levels, the engagement of your fans at the moment? You keep a track of all this sort of stuff, you executives and administrators these days in sport. Have you got any metrics to suggest that we're on the right track again?
Well, certainly the editorial coverage and earned media is through the roof already for the lead up to this season. And I guess that's to be expected when you've got a longer than typical off season. You know, the anticipation and expectation is palpable, and we've got a very, very significant lineup in terms of talent this year as well. So that's sort of before you get into the season, that's the best sort of indication that you can get. Look, we're on track for, I think it would be our, if you put COVID aside and interruptions for attendances last year as a result of COVID, this would have been our sixth consecutive season in growth of both attendance and viewership. So last year we continued to grow viewership. This year we intend to get attendance back on track. Ticket sales and memberships are looking really, really strong. So I'm going to put last year aside as a bit of a blip and say that this is going to be our sixth consecutive year of attendance and viewership growth.
I remember speaking to you about the impact that the Next Gen Stars were having, LaMelo Ball in particular, in terms of overseas coverage and interest from basketball fans for the NBL. We've got the big Joe Chi hanging out at Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. We spoke to Simon Mitchell about him the other day, and he reckons he's not only an outstanding human, but an awesome player, and the interest level's already back in China on the back of this introduction to the NBL has been through the roof. Are you expecting enormous growth in that region for the competition?
Not just expecting, we've already witnessed it. On just about every metric, but again, earned media, social media interaction. I'm doing interviews that I never thought I would be doing with some of the biggest media outlets out of China. It was front page news when he left the country to come to Australia.
Was it really?
4 weeks. Yeah, it was seriously big news. And there's a little bit of controversy around him coming here, leaving the Chinese league because of changes to their collective bargaining agreement. It's not lost on the Chinese public that this is a big move for Joe Chi to be leaving significant money on the table and coming to a league instead where he thinks that he can improve his chances of, one, having a greater impact for his national team, which I think he makes no secret of being his number one priority, and two, hopefully making it back to the NBA one day. Of course, he had a short stint there with the Houston Rockets a few years back before coming and winning MVP, I think, twice in the Chinese League. He's a serious talent, serious talent.
We know Simon's very excited, and I'm sure the Phoenix fans are as well, to see him down low in the post for them throughout this NBL season. We're looking forward to it all getting underway, Jeremy. Friday night, 7:30, the new team in town at MyState Bank Arena taking on the Brisbane Bulls. It's going to be a great NBL season, we reckon. Good luck to you and everyone involved, and I'm sure we'll chat soon.
Good on you. Thanks very much. I look forward to staying in touch during the season.